Some of the Guardian offices I've just grabbed its editor to talk to him about a digital first strategy. Why?
Well, because we think, sounds a trite thing to say, we think the future is going to be digital, and unless you have an organisation that completely concentrates on digital, you're never going to be truly digital. So at the moment, like all news organisations with a newspaper, we have split our attention between a very complex newspaper to produce, and we've just said to the organisation, we have to think digitally first. I mean, we've been web first for some time in terms of when we publish. So it's really saying the digital has to be the priority of the whole organisation now.
So what's the difference between web and digital?
Well, I mean, one obvious difference is that not everything is on the web now. I'm talking to you, you're pointing your phone at me, and a lot of people, I think I read somebody say this week that 50% of FT content has now been read on mobile, not the web. So that's one thing, but it's a difference between just publishing stories first on the web, which we first started doing about 5 years ago. That was quite a big, you know, mind block at the time, and saying actually the whole mentality of the organisation has to regard digital as the priority, because we're through the phase where everybody can do everything. We do have to start making priorities and saying, well, actually, if there's a choice between this in print and this in digital, digital now has to take priority.
And is that going to mean huge changes in The Guardian?
I think we'll make huge changes. And we're going to have to change the printed product, because the printed product is so labour-intensive. And there is this, you know, there's a kind of sort of macho pride factor in getting out a brilliant newspaper between 4 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the evening. And some of the Norwegian companies, Scandinavian companies that are most ahead, have started to remake their papers so that there's a more even... So the paper is different. It's sort of more long-term planning, differentiated from the web, and I think that's the route we have to go down. 50% of our readers now read the paper in the evening, not the morning. And we're not really producing a paper aimed at that kind of audience.
Right. And Huffington Post, I saw a Robert Serbik article or blog in The Guardian yesterday. Are they a kind of left-of-centre competitor?
Well, I think Huffington Post is really interesting. They've done great things. They've overtaken the New York Times in America in terms of traffic. I mean, they're different from us. They don't do much of the kind of original and specialist content origination that we do. They wouldn't have broken a story like phone hacking. I mean, they've done very nicely in the last, so they've aggregated the work of others. But the phone hacking was, you know, the result of 2.5 years of extremely skillful investigative reporting. So they're different. And the other thing to say is that when the Huffington Post started, we did them the serious form of Flaherty. We started Comedies Free because we thought that was a great model. So I think there's less space for them here than there is in America when American newspapers didn't move to do something like them.
Okay, and finally, 5 years in the future, what's The Guardian or GMG going to look like?
I mean, it will be much more digital. Has to be. But, you know, the question, is there going to be a newspaper? You know, it's a question I always sort of shrug my shoulders, you know, because it's outside my control. The readers will decide, or the software designers, or the hardware designers. You know, somebody might be about to produce another version of the phone or tablet that is, you know, that will sweep the market, in which case print is going to struggle, or not. But, I mean, my view is if print turns out to be more durable than we think, that's fine, because we know how to do print. We produce an extremely fine newspaper. The thing that we have to hone our skills on is digital.